Hello everybody, welcome to Neisner Vineyard Church online. Thank you so much for choosing to join us today. I believe you're going to have a wonderful time as you join us in this service. And I just want to encourage you by reminding you what Jesus said. And Jesus said, where two or more gather together in His name, there He is in the midst of them. And He didn't say we have to meet in the same building. So even though we're not in the same place today, because we are gathering together in the name of Jesus, we can expect to experience His tangible presence. And I believe something good is going to happen to you today. So I want you to be expectant as we worship together and as you hear the Word of God later. I believe you are going to be blessed. And before we go into worship, we just want to show you another video of an organization that we support as a church. We want to show you what your giving and your partnership enables us to do as a church. As a church, we believe in being generous and partnering with other people and ministries. And this is a very dear ministry that we support. But before we show you the video and before we go into worship, I'd just like to pray for us. Father, we thank you so much for today. We thank you for your word that is true. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Thank you that we can be reminded today, Lord, that we can sing a new song unto you, that we can shout a praise unto you, Lord. Father, I pray for everyone joining today, everyone watching online. Lord, I pray that they will encounter you. I pray that people will experience you, Lord. And Father, we thank you that you are always faithful. Thank you, Lord, that you are madly in love with us. And Lord, we thank you that as we worship you now, that we can just focus on you, that we can experience you, that we can cast our cares upon you. Thank you, Lord. And we just thank you that all of us are going to experience you together today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Gila Soldat. And on behalf of Youth for Christ Neisner, I would like to thank Neisner Vineyard for choosing to partner with us as we do our bit in building God's kingdom here in Neisner. I've been told that this beautiful relationship has been in existence for almost 23 years. You were one of the very first churches to financially sow into our ministry. So thank you, Neisner Vineyard, and may God bless you for your generosity.
Father God, we love you so much. Thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that because of you we stand in victory this morning. We stand from a place knowing that the battle has been won. And we thank you that this is a time where we can join with our brothers and sisters and just know that we have victory in your name. Thank you for being with us today. In Jesus' name we pray this. And everybody said, Amen.
The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. 'Cause the God I serve knows all. This is how I find my battles. 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 This is how I. This is how I find my battles. This is how I find my battles. This is how I find my battles. This is how I. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This This is how I fight my battles. 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 This is how I.
Well, wasn't that amazing worship? Praise God that we can worship Him together and that we can experience His presence during worship. But we are going to continue today with our awesome new series on Sing a New Song. And this is going to be part two, but before I get into my message today, I would like to just remind you of some of the things Pastor Steve shared last week. And some of the things he shared as he started all this series was, what is worship? And he said, worship is a lifestyle, not a musical style. Praise God that we can worship Him through music, but worship is really a lifestyle. He also said that worship is not just for creative, artsy types. You see, worship is for every believer, and every believer should be a worshiper. And he also said that worship is not an event. Worship is something that we can do all the time as believers. And the Hebrew word Pastor Steve used last week was the word todah. And that word means extending hands, acting out of thanksgiving for what has or will be done. And it was such a good reminder last week just on the power that is in thanksgiving. And we need to always express our thanksgiving to God. We have so much to be thankful for. We can thank Him for all He has done, all He is doing, and all He is about to do. And I would also like to share one of the Hebrew words for worship with you today. But before I do that, I just want to do an introduction and read our theme scripture for this series. And that is out of Psalms 96, verse 1. And I actually want to read the first four verses today out of that psalm. And there it says, sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, praise His name. Each day proclaim the good news that He saves. Publish His glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things He does. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. So that is just an awesome passage of scripture. And we see there that as believers, we need to continually be singing new songs unto the Lord. And we also see there that our new songs should be about the answer, should be about all the awesome things that God is doing. We should proclaim the good news that He saves. See, we shouldn't be singing about the things that the devil is doing and all the problems that are in the world. We should be singing about God and His goodness and His awesome deeds. And then an awesome scripture is also Isaiah 43. And here it talks about new things that God wants to do in our lives. And I really believe this is a specific word for many of us today. And in Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah started to prophesy about the destruction of Babylon, which was the most mightiest nation of the day. And as he started to prophesy about their destruction, he started to recount how God also redeemed the children of Israel out of Egypt, which was also the mightiest nation at that time. And from the 16th verse, he says, I am the Lord who opened the way through the waters, making a dry path through the Red Sea. I called for the mighty army of Egypt with all its chariots and horses. I drew them beneath the waves and they drowned. Their life snuffed out like a smoldering candle wick. But forget all that, he says here. As awesome as that was and as awesome as the things are that God did in our lives, he says forget all that because what I'm about to do is so much better. And then he says, for I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness and I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. And see, I believe that is really a word for us today too. Maybe you feel like you are in a dry place in your life. Maybe you feel like you're in a wilderness. And maybe it would be good for you today to just think about all the awesome things that God did in your past. How He always came through for you. How He always gave you breakthrough when you needed it. But then I also believe God wants you to know today that in a sense you should forget that because it can't compare to what God wants to do in your life now. See, God always wants to do new and fresh things in our lives as believers. I remember last year when COVID started and lockdown, you know, we all were uncertain and maybe even afraid. And I remember in the midst of all of that uncertainty, one of the things that God said to me and even challenged me with was to believe Him for increase. Increase in the knowledge of God, increase in wisdom and favor, increase in resources and generosity. And I believe I limited God in some of those areas, but I also believe by His grace, I did increase in some of those areas. But see, God always wants to do fresh things in our lives, but we will miss out on them and we will limit Him if we don't sing a new song. In order to experience the new things, the fresh things that God wants to do in our lives, we need to be singing a new song. See, God always wants the church to take a step forward, even during times when the world goes backwards. But if we take that step forward, or if we want to take that step forward, we need to be singing a new song unto the Lord. But I hope that encourages you today, and I hope that reminds you that God wants to do something awesome in and through your life. But the Hebrew word I want to use today is the word Shabbat. And this word means to shout loudly, to command praise. So this is a Hebrew word for loud praise. And this word appears in Psalms 47 verse 1, where it says, "Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout," and that is the word Shabbat there. "Shout to God with a voice of triumph and songs of joy." And notice there, it's a shout of praise to God. A shout of victorious praise unto the Lord. It's not a shout at God, you know, with complaining, murmuring, and talking about all the problems. It is a shout to God with praise, a song of joy. And that is what God wants us to do. And the Afrikaans sê dit daar, "Al julle volke, klap julle hande, juig voor God met groot gejubel." En partykeer sukkel ons Afrikaners om ons hande te klap in die kerk of vir die Here. Maar dit sê daar, "Al jul volke, klap julle hande." Dit sluit die Afrikaner volk in, dit sluit al die volke in. Dit sê, prys die Here met 'n groot gejubel. So we should be singing a loud praise unto the Lord from our hearts. And when in Psalm 63 verse 3, this Hebrew word Shabbat also appears, and where it says, "Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise Shabbat you." Because God's loving kindness is better than life itself and better than anything that life has to offer, we should be singing a Shabbat unto the Lord, a loud praise. See, we never struggle to get loud or to shout about things that we are excited about or, you know, that we are passionate about. We never see people struggling to shout at a sport game. And I've also been guilty about this, but how much more should we be shouting a praise unto the Lord? I'm sure many of you are excited to watch the Springboks again as they started the series against the British and Irish Lions. And I also shouted that. I also enjoy that. But you know, in reality, in a million years from now, none of us are going to wonder who won the series, but we will still be singing unto God because God is faithful, God is good, and He is so worthy of our praise. So the point I'm trying to make is if we shout at other things in life that make us excited, how much more should we be shouting a praise, a loud praise unto the Lord? God is so worthy of our praise. And I believe we have many reasons, a million reasons to be singing praise unto the Lord. But I want to give you three specific reasons today to shout a praise unto God. And the first reason I want to give you to sing a new song today and to shout praise unto the Lord is shout because of God's faithfulness. My friends, you might be going through a difficult time at the moment. You might be having some serious problems, but I want to tell you today, choose to shout because God is faithful and He will never let you down. The Bible tells us in Psalms 89, I'm going to read a couple of verses from that chapter, and it says, I will sing of the Lord's unfailing love forever. Young and old will hear of your faithfulness. So we should make sure that all generations continually hear about God's faithfulness. And then it goes on to say, your unfailing love will last forever. Your faithfulness is as enduring as the heavens. I love how it says there that God's faithfulness endures. It is as enduring as the heavens. You see, God is always faithful. God is even faithful during a pandemic. You see, God's provision and promises for us are pandemic proof. And I want to encourage you and remind you about that today. That God's faithfulness is in every season available to us. God never draws back on being faithful, and His faithfulness is in every season of life. So we can shout today that His faithfulness always endures. He is faithful to provide. He is faithful to help and to guide and to give breakthrough. He is faithful to heal. He is faithful to help those that we care about. We can shout because God's faithfulness endures. It goes on to say in that passage of Scripture, all heaven will praise your great wonders. Lord, myriads of angels will praise you for your faithfulness. O Lord, God of heaven's armies, where is there anyone as mighty as you, O Lord? You are entirely faithful. So if you don't have anything to shout about today, you can shout because God is faithful. And you can always rely on Him, and you can always expect to experience His promises. The Bible also tells us in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 9, God is faithful, reliable, trustworthy, and therefore ever true to His promise, and He can be dependent on. If you feel like you can't depend on anyone today, you can depend on God. You can shout about His faithfulness, and you can trust Him, and you can stand on His promises. In Lamentations 3, from verse 22, it says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. If you are watching this sermon today with someone else or listening to it with someone else, I want you to look at them right now and tell them, I am about to shout. And then I want you to shout because God is faithful. God will never let you down, and His faithfulness will always endure in your life in every single season. So shout because God is faithful. And then the second reason I want to give you today to shout a praise unto the Lord and to sing a new song is shout because of God's glorious deeds. And our theme scripture again, Psalm 96 in verse 3, there, it says, publish His glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things He does. So we can shout about God's glorious deeds. In Psalm 66 from verse 1 to 3, it reads, shout joyful praises to God, all the earth. Sing about the glory of His name. Tell the world how glorious He is. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. You see, we can shout because of God's glorious deeds. And some of those glorious deeds that we can shout about can be things like creation. I want to encourage you next time you look at a sunset or you look at the stars or the mountains, shout about it and thank God for the beauty of His creation. Do you know that all of creation is there for us? The reason for creation is us, human beings, children of God. And we look at the earth today and we are in awe of its beauty, yet it's in a fallen state, but it's still so amazing. But we will one day see what it was like before sin affected it, when Jesus comes and we live in the new heaven and the new earth. But I want you to shout about creation, the beauty of it and seeing God's hand in it, So let's shout about God's glorious deeds in creation. But then we can also shout about His glorious deeds through salvation, through the cross, through what Jesus provided and accomplished for us. You see, my friends, if you don't have anything to shout about today, if you feel like you don't have anything to be thankful for at the moment or to be positive about, if you are born again, you have reason to shout. You have reason to praise God today. You are destined for heaven. You are a child of God. You are forgiven. You are righteous. It should always light our fires when we think about what Jesus did for us. Let's shout about the glorious deed that Jesus provided for us. And then we can also shout about all the wonderful things that God is doing in the world and in the earth today. I also remember last year during one of the lockdowns, I was in a shop, and as I was standing in the line waiting to pay for my groceries, I was looking around, and all of a sudden I spotted some magazines and newspapers. And as I looked at them, I just saw a lot of negativity. You know, I read things about COVID, I read things about crime. And as I read it, I just thought to myself, man, there's a lot of bad out there. And as I thought that, the Holy Spirit responded in me immediately. And He said to me, Janu, there's also a lot of good out there. Now, you see, the Holy Spirit didn't correct me and said that there wasn't a lot of bad out there, but He was just shifting my focus on the good out there too. You see, God is busy with awesome things in the world today. I'm just thinking of our church. Since COVID started, you know, we really miss being able to gather together again, and we can't wait to have our congregation in church again and to be able to meet together. We know it's a biblical mandate, and we know we need to fellowship together as believers. But despite all of that, and despite not being able to do that during COVID, we have reached so many people through our online platforms and on Facebook and YouTube. We have probably reached people that we never would have been able to reach if it wasn't for this. See, God is a master at bringing good out of bad situations. I've also heard a lot of ministers in the States confirm and say that they've heard God say that the third great awakening in America has already started. And I believe this is going to affect the whole world, and especially South Africa. So my point in all of that is just to say, sometimes we just need to focus on the good too. I believe now is a wonderful, exciting time to be alive. What does God want to do through your life? See, another glorious deed that we can shout about is the thing that God does in our own lives. You know, what testimonies can you share with others? In Revelation, we read that one of the ways we overcome the devil and the world is through the word of our testimony. Tell people about the things that God did in your life and the things that He is doing in your life at the moment. If you've experienced Him in awesome ways, if He has provided for you, if you have experienced breakthrough and miracles in different areas, shout and proclaim those awesome deeds that God did. I know there's a lot of bad out there, but we can choose to focus on the good. We can shout about all of God's glorious deeds. And then the third reason and the last reason I want to give you today that we can shout about, and this truly is a reason to sing a new song today. And that reason is shout because you carry the presence of God. See, as believers, we carry the presence of God. And when it comes to the presence of God, there are three aspects of God's presence. And the first one is His omnipresence. And that just means that God is everywhere, all the time. That is what David referred to in Psalms 139 when he said, I can never get away from your presence. So God is everywhere through His omnipresence. But then there's also the abiding presence of God. And that is what Jesus talked about when He said that the Holy Spirit would abide with us forever. You see, the abiding presence of God is where the Holy Spirit makes his home. And as believers, we carry the abiding presence of God all the time. And that helps us also to really understand new covenant worship. You see, we don't worship God to get his presence. We can worship him because we carry his abiding presence. And then the third aspect of God's presence is his manifest presence. That is when his presence becomes tangible and we can sense and experience it. And there are many examples in the Word, but I believe a great example is in Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, when believers were filled with the Holy Spirit and started to speak in tongues. And then later in Acts, and I believe that was the result of a believer's experiencing the manifest presence of God, people said that the disciples turned the world upside down. But I believe they actually turned the world downside up. See, if you need your world to be turned downside up, you need to experience the manifest presence of God. And it's in worship that we can experience his manifest presence of God, but we also need to be aware that we always carry the abiding presence of God. And that is what I really like, what Pastor Steve shared last week when he said that worship is not an event. You know, it can happen all the time because we carry the abiding presence of God. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, Paul said, "Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself." So here Paul makes it clear that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We carry the abiding presence of God. What a reason to shout today. I want to share this story to illustrate something with you, because I want you to know today that the Holy Spirit is comfortable on the inside of you. He likes to live in you. My wife and I bought a townhouse last year, and it is so nice for us to have our own place. And the nice thing about it is we can do whatever we want to do at our house. You know, we can paint the walls any color we want. We can hang any paintings or pictures. It's very different to when we were just renting a flat prior to that. And the reason why I'm sharing that is because I believe when the Holy Spirit moved into our hearts, he started to hang pictures. He started to put rugs on the floor, and he got comfortable in a very comfortable chair. The reason why I say that is because through what Jesus did for us on the cross, the Holy Spirit is comfortable on the inside of us. And we always carry the abiding presence of God. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And a very well-known Christian minister said the following, because we carry the abiding presence of God. He said, "The Christian does not go to the temple to worship. The Christian takes the temple with him or her. Jesus lifts us beyond the building and pays the human body the highest compliment by making it his dwelling place, the place where he meets with us." What a reason to shout about today. We carry the abiding presence of God. You know, in Exodus 33, verse 16, Moses said, "For your presence among us sets your people and me apart from all other people on the earth." And this was in the old covenant, but it's true in the new covenant too. That is what should make us different to people in the world, is the presence of God, the fact that we carry his presence. And in Psalm 22, verse 3, it says, "But you are holy, you who inhabit the praises of Israel." See, God inhabits the praises of his people. Now, in the new covenant, the presence of God doesn't manifest from the outside in. It always manifests from the inside out. That's why it's so important to understand the abiding presence of God. But even in the new covenant, God still inhabits through his manifest presence the praises of his people. And see, that is why praise is so powerful. That is why we can shout a praise unto the Lord today. And it's during times of worship and experiencing the manifest presence of God that times of transformation and change can take place. See, transformation is usually a process, and it takes us all time to mature and to grow, but it's really in the presence of God where we can experience change in an instant. See, the manifest presence of God is so powerful. And it's when we praise God with a knowing that we carry His abiding presence that we can experience His manifest presence. And another example of people who experienced the manifest presence of God was Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16. And in Acts chapter 16, it was immediately after Paul and Silas were severely beaten and thrown in prison there. And the Bible says at midnight, they started to sing hymns and praise unto God. So they were loud. They were shabak in their praise to the Lord there. Now, I don't know about you, but if I just got beaten and persecuted for my faith and thrown into prison, I would probably be tempted to shout at God with complaining. But these guys understood that they still carried the presence of God. And they chose to shout a praise unto the Lord. And the Bible then says that as they were praising God, all of a sudden an earthquake appeared and the prison doors were opened. See, and that earthquake was nothing else than the manifest presence of God. See, praise and worship is so powerful. It will really cause you to be loosed from your chains too, as you praise God, even during a trial. And you know, sometimes people will say God is in an earthquake or God is in this natural disaster or God is trying to do something through the problems that we see in our country. And that is not true. You see, when God is in an earthquake, freedom happens. People experience joy. People receive answers. And that is what we see what happened there too. And maybe you are also going through a trial today. Maybe you feel like you are in the middle of a storm. Do what these guys did and start to praise God. You see, it's actually a privilege that we have in the world today to praise God even when we face problems. You see, in heaven one day, we will never have opportunity to praise God during a difficult time because we won't have any times that will be difficult. So I don't know if you've ever thought about that, but see it as a privilege to praise God even when things might be uncertain. Even when you might feel confused, start to focus on the answer. Start to shout a praise unto the Lord. And you will start to experience His manifest presence that will always produce freedom. C.S. Lewis said the following. He said, in the process of being worshipped, God communicates His presence to men. Now see, again, we don't have to get the presence of God, but God still communicates His manifest presence from the inside out when we worship Him. David Jeremiah said, if you don't worship, you will never experience God. And maybe some of you need to experience God today. See, God wants to be such a reality in our lives. He wants to be so real. And it's in times of worship, in experiencing His presence, that we can experience and encounter Him. So let's shout. Because we carry the presence of God. See, praise is the great privilege of a redeemed. Because it will be our employment forever. And in closing, I want to share this story with you. Something that happened to me. And I want to tell you about the first time when I experienced the tangible presence of God. I remember growing up and learning about God. I used to ask my parents, what is heaven going to be like, and what are we going to do in heaven? And obviously, one of the things they shared with me was that we were going to worship God in heaven. And that is true. I believe we'll do a lot of other things too, and we'll have fellowship, and we'll enjoy God and each other. But we will worship God in heaven a lot too. And this is not to be critical, but in the church that I grew up in, people weren't that excited about worship. And I remember some Sundays I would stand in church and just sing. And maybe other people did, but I just never experienced God's presence. And I was just singing those songs. And as I looked around, nobody really seemed excited. And I remember one time I thought to myself, I hope heaven is not going to be this boring. And I'm just being honest. You know, because that is the picture I started to get through that. But when I was 19, I got saved. And soon after that, one day in my parents' house, in their living room one evening, I just started to listen to Worship by Michael W. Smith. And as I listened to it, I just continued to worship God and I just started to enjoy His presence. And I probably went on for an hour or so. But for the first time, I really started to experience God's tangible, manifest presence. And I remember as I started to experience it in that living room that day, I remember thinking to myself, Lord, can this moment just last forever? I never, ever wanted to end. And all of a sudden, I started to get a taste of what heaven was going to be like. And you know, I don't experience God's tangible presence in that way every day. But sometimes we do need it, especially when we feel dry, especially if we feel like we're in a wilderness. We need to experience God's tangible, manifest presence. And we need to remember that we carry His presence. And therefore, when we worship Him, we always can experience it. See, praise is so powerful. And if you worship God, you can experience it too. Maybe some of you have never experienced God's presence in that way. And I want to encourage you, if you will praise Him today, you can experience it too. And maybe some of you know God, you are spirit-filled, you have walked with the Lord, but maybe you just need to get into His presence today too. Maybe just to get answers to, maybe just to encounter Him again afresh and to experience the new, fresh things that He wants to do in your life. But start just to praise God with a loud praise. And let's just shout praise unto Him today. So let's shout today because of God's faithfulness. Let's shout today because of His awesome, glorious deeds. And let's shout today because as believers, we carry the presence of God. And we can experience His presence as His children. So I hope that blessed you today and I hope that makes you want to sing a new song unto the Lord. And I want to pray for you today. But before I do, I just want to speak to some of you. And maybe some of you that are watching today or listening to this sermon have never experienced and accepted Jesus into your life. If you have never made Jesus the Lord of your life and if you've never accepted Him as your personal Savior, I want to tell you that you are missing out. And you need a reason to sing a new song. You need a reason to shout about. And God loves you. Jesus paid for your sin. And He is inviting you into a relationship with God. So if you want to accept Jesus today, if you want to become born again, I just want to ask you to follow me in prayer. And just say, Lord Jesus, thank You for dying for me on the cross. Thank You for Your amazing love. Thank You for paying for my sin. Today I choose to receive You as my Lord and Savior. I invite You into my life. I want to sing a new song and I want a reason to shout about. So from today onwards, I belong to You and I want to follow You. In Jesus' name. If that is you today and if you received Jesus for the very first time, please connect with us as a church. You can email us or you can phone our church office. We would love to help you grow in your journey of faith and we want to provide you with some resources that will help you to experience the life, the abundant life that Jesus came to give you. We also want to thank all of you for joining today. We want to encourage you to please comment on this message, the sermon, please share it, and that way you will help us to reach even more people. So thank you so much for joining today. Remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved. God bless you.